Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Bergman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Scott Lusardier. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Darnell Coles. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gerald Perry. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Palacios. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Jeltz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tom Gordon. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry juggles the ball. That's an error on Perry. Whitaker scores. Phillips scores. Fielder moves to third. Bergman moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shelby strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Lusardier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lusardier hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is hit by the pitch. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Curt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Pecota. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Pecota steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Pecota now playing third base. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Eisenreich hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Coles. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder juggles the ball. That's an error on fielder. Eisenreich scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Wilson. The throw from Heath and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Palacios hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jeltz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Palacio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fielder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fielder strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeltz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Bergman moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Scott Lusarder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lusarder is 0-for-1 in the game. Lusarder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bergman scores. Shelby moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pecota strikes out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Stillwell reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Aquino now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gelt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gelt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gelt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fielder strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bergman hits a fly ball towards center. Jackson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jackson. Bergman moves to third. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shelby hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Bergman scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Tigers. Scott Lusarder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lusarder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lusarder hits a pop-up into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palacios is 0 for 1 in the game. Palacios hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Gelts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gelts is 0 for 1 in the game. Gelts strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jelt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Palacio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gerald Perry, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Palacios is 0-for-2 in the game. Palacios strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jeltz is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeltz hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pecota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pecota hits a pop-up into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stillwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bergman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shelby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Scott Lusardier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lusardier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lusardier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Lusardier reaches second base with a double. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gelt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Gibson now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into right field. Lusardier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips bunts towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-4 in the game. Trammell is walked intentionally. Steve Crawford now pitching. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fielder is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a line drive to left field. Wilson throws towards the plate. Palacios fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Palacios. Heath scores. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to third. Fielder moves to second. It's 7-4, Tigers. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bergman is walked intentionally. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shelby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry fields it and throws to home to get Trammell. Fielder moves to third. Bergman moves to second. Two outs. Mark Davis now pitching. Gary Ward pinch hits for Scott Lusardier. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fielder scores. Bergman scores. Shelby moves to second. It's 9-4, Tigers. Darnell Coles batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Coles is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Coles takes first base on ball four. Shelby moves to third. Ward moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Ward now playing left field. Darnell Coles now playing right field. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarland pinch hits for Ray Palacios. Mike McFarland is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.